Hey, welcome to this week's version of the Sinner's Kingdom Christian Culture Podcast. As you know, I'm the host, Dr. Merle Skinner, and we have a special guest today that's very targeted. This is kind of unlike some of our podcasts. We're talking very specifically with Phil Pleo, who's a consultant who works with the Educational Improvement Tax Credit Program, the Opportunity Scholarships, and the things that provide people in Pennsylvania an opportunity, a way to make sure that Christian education could be funded. So Phil, welcome. Appreciate you being here today. I know you've been a host before in our podcast, but tell everybody a little bit about what you do, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Merle. Great to be with you again. Merle said, I'm Phil Pleo. I've been in Christian education for nearly 30 years and was 19 years at a Christian school or two Christian schools in central Pennsylvania. I was there when one Christian school acquired another, and then we put them together as a single Christian school district operating as a unified entity in central PA. And now I work independently helping Christian schools in particular with this tax credit program, but also with annual fund and capital campaign things, as well as strategic planning, financial management, academic support, but love the opportunity to talk about the great Educational Improvement Tax Credit Program that the state of Pennsylvania has.
Well, let me frame this just real quickly. As I've worked with Phil for a long time, he's sharp. He's a good guy. Phil's an MBA. He is so he's truly been on this side of the issue at multiple levels. Has kids that have participated in Christian education. Has been a teacher. Has been an administrator. Is now a consultant. And as I know, practically is a donor to this to this program as well. So Phil is really very well rounded. So Phil, I talk to people who are looking at this program all the time. Lots of misperceptions, lots of barriers, real barriers some perceive. But give us an overview, if you're in Pennsylvania, how this program works.
Well, the program first has been around since 2001, so businesses could participate, and then 2014, basically the state opened it up that any business, any individual can participate. And the way the program works is the state allows an individual or business to make a contribution to a scholarship organization, and they can designate that contribution in its entirety to a Christian school of their choosing. In return, they're going to get 90% of it back. That in and of itself, let's pause there for a second. When was the last time you made a contribution and the organization that you contributed gave you 90% of it back? Let me answer that for you. Never. Never. But this is what will happen. You make a contribution, they'll send it to the Christian school of your choosing. You're going to get 90% back in the form of a tax credit. So let's simplify that. It's a coupon. You're going to get a 90% off coupon on your state income taxes. You'll get that, and you'll get that when you get all your other tax documents. You apply it to your tax liability, and what ends up happening is you pay less state income taxes and give more to the Christian school. It's a great program. I personally, as Merle said, am a donor to it. I've been participating for 4 or 5 years. I've been helping Christian schools and donors and businesses and individuals do it for over a decade.
It's amazing. A former representative said to me, and said this in public, oftentimes we were together, it's like, hey, send your tax dollars down to Merle. He can spend them much more efficiently than I can.
Amen.
And he meant that. He was a great, and it really is a much more efficient use of tax dollars. And I likewise am a donor, a participant, and recipient, and all those kinds of things.
What's really important for folks to know is the impact it's going to have. Most folks will go, oh, I'm giving a contribution, the school awarded to scholarships, so some kid who can't afford it's going to get a Christian education. And that's true. You'd be right to think that. But I'd like to tell you that every kid, every faculty member, every family will benefit. See, in the state of Pennsylvania, the average discount on tuition is 30%. Christian schools are notorious. I've said this in your last podcast. We're notorious for not charging what it costs, and not spending what we charge. And that is on average 30%. But what happens is when businesses and individuals participate in this program, they are now funding that school's 30% discount. So they're providing not only access to a kid to get a Christian education, but now they're operating their school not on 70% of revenue, but 80, 90, and 100% of revenue, which means they can pay their teachers more. They can have better academic programs. They can invest more into their facility. So not only does that kid who needs the scholarship benefit, but every kid, every faculty member, every family will be better off because we give our taxes to a Christian school.
And let me tell you that as an administrator at Champion Christian School, we do see that happen, and it's changed our culture, this program, in terms of how families can look at this and say, you know what, if I can get that kind of financial aid, I maybe can sacrifice and make this work. So those are really, really important things. So, but the other thing I want to talk about, so we really can't get into all the nuances in this short video, Phil, but I would say to people, if you want to know more about those, contact us at the center at info@champion.org. Phil, how can they contact you if they have a nuanced question about this?
Sure. So best is my email. It's my name, philgpileo@gmail.com. I'll spell it for you. It's philgpuleo@gmail.com.
Okay, so let's pretend I'm a donor here, and I'm going to just be real simpler, because people say, oh, I don't have enough money to give. Everybody pays state tax, right?
That's right.
Let's face it. And what's the rate right now?
You pay state tax, you're eligible to participate.
Yeah, it's around 3%, right? What is the actual number, do you know?
3.07%.
So let's use 3%. So let's say that I make $100,000, okay? We can use any number here, but for rounded, and I make $100,000. So I'm going to end up paying about $3,300 in state income tax, right? So when we actually look at those numbers, now, again, there's lots of nuances to this, but I can take that $3,000. Let's use three, Phil, because I can't do the math. Maybe you can.
Well, it is three, but okay, go ahead.
So $3,000, I'm going to be able to for redirecting my $3,000, it's going to cost me, quote unquote, $300, right? Do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's talk about the cost, Merle. So you're going to be able to make a contribution up to $3,000 to a scholarship organization. They're going to give that to your school or the school of your designation. You're going to get back a tax credit. It comes on the form K-1. It'll be $2,700. That's 90% of $300. So when you say there's a cost, the cost is that 90% is not 100%. So you're not getting the full $3,000 back. You're still giving $300 to the state, and then you gave $3,000 to the scholarship organization. So your out of pocket is now $3,300, 10% more than what it was. Now, I've had donors ask me, Phil, does this cost me something? And the answer is yes, as I've just explained. This is not a tax savings program. It's a tax control and reinvestment program. You're controlling your state tax, which, by the way, it's the only tax you get a say over. None of the other taxes you pay do you get to say where it gets spent. This one you do, if you participate in this way. And so I've asked them, why would you do it? Okay, you love Christian education, but who wants to pay more? And they said, Phil, we see it in two ways. Number one, it's a premium that we pay to control our taxes. And we pay premiums all the time. If I want better seats at a ball game, I pay a premium. I want more channels on my TV, I pay a premium. This is a 10% premium to control 100% of my taxes. The second thing they said is, Phil, don't you get it? This multiplies my impact. I could give the state $3,000 and the school $300, or I can participate in this program and switch it. The state's gonna get my donation of 300. And my gift through this program is going to multiply by 10 times the amount. It's going to go from 300 to the Christian school to 3,000 to the Christian school. And so they work their way through the cost going, wow, the added impact if I participate in this program is just, it's multiplying.
It's amazing. And we start thinking about numbers like that, Phil, and we're talking about helping one student maybe come, you know? And then again, you think about the investment of the family who says, I can't afford $10,000, but I might be able to afford $7,000 with some, if I do some other things at the work program at the organization or whatever. But this is huge. It's significant and it's sustainable because this program probably will not go away. There's a lot of favor in it. So let's go back to, I mean, that's a very simple, it's amazing for individuals to be able to participate that way. Pretty simple, right? But there's also other opportunities for people that run businesses or have other kinds of taxable income. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that might happen?
Absolutely. So first of all kinds of businesses can participate. LLCs, S-Corps, C-Corps, all of them can actually participate through a scholarship organization and through these special purpose entities that those scholarship organizations set up. Now, what's really neat is C-Corps and businesses, they can actually apply it to a wide range of taxes. So there's personal income tax, there's corporate net income tax, capital stock and foreign franchise tax, taxes related to bank shares, title insurance, mutual thrift tax. There's a malt beverage tax that you can apply it to. There's surplus lines tax, all kinds. And we can find that list for you. It's on the Department of Community Economic Development under Educational Improvement Tax Credit. There's a document there that has a list of those credits. But what's really important is that no matter what type of business you are, you can either pass that through a special purpose entity, or if you want to, you can apply directly if you're a C-Corp to the state. But we found the scholarship organizations and the SPEs to be a whole lot simpler.
Yeah, so there's lots of opportunity in this program. So give me a second. So Phil, let's go to some of the barriers, okay? Yeah. What are the barriers that people face with this?
Yeah, so Merle, there's a couple of barriers that folks face. The first barrier they face is because the state says you have to make a contribution in the year you want the credit, folks need to estimate what their 2024, whatever the current year is, those estimated taxes for that year. For some folks, that's simple. You're looking at your paycheck, you're prorating it out for the year. Other folks who have businesses and rental properties, it's vastly more difficult. What I usually encourage them is just pick a safe number. I know I'll at least pay $5,000 in taxes. And then what they often will do is try to grab $5,000 in credits in the spring. And then by the time they get to the fall, they may reach out and go, hey, I could use $2,000 or $3,000 more. So that's one way to get around that. Another barrier they face is the actual cash up front, right? So unless you're a business or an individual making estimated taxes, which the state says you can take the credit into account when making those taxes. So you can actually literally stop paying estimated taxes and just simply contribute to the scholarship organization because 90% of your taxes will go away. But if you're not that, you still have to have state tax withheld from your paycheck. Now you need to take extra money to get this process started. And so that can be a challenge for folks. And I usually share a couple ways they can do it. Number one, don't start at your full amount. Start at an amount that you can afford to make that upfront contribution. Number two, buy some credits in the spring and then buy more credits in the fall so you spread it out. Third way they get around it is sometimes our grandparents, our older folks no longer have a state income tax liability. Their pensions aren't taxable. Social Security isn't state taxable. And so what they can do is they can make the investment for you. They make the upfront payment in that very first year. And again, the IRS says grandparents can give up to $16,000 per person per year and have no tax implications on them or their children or grandchildren. But they can get it started for you. And then the following year, because you will have overpaid, simply using 3,000 as our number, 2,700 was our credit. That means you really only owed the state 300. Well, you paid 3,000 in estimated payments. So you're gonna get that $2,700 back. You've overpaid because of the credit of 2,700 that you weren't expecting and they weren't expecting. Well, you then turn around that second year and use the 2,700 to help you pay the 3,000 the following year. So those are some ways folks get around the, boy, this upfront amount is pretty challenging.
And like any government program, it does have some nuances and requires some challenges, but the impact, I want to keep going back to the impact in the Christian education and in families and those kind of things is huge. So one of the other perceptual impacts that I find is that it sounds too good to be true. Oftentimes people, even though this program has been around forever, I remember one CPA that was a business owner and sharp. I mean, he could do numbers. I mean, he knew. It took me 3 years to walk him through a process that he finally got comfortable. Now he's like in, he's one of our biggest, you know, he talks about this program all the time, but there is a perceptual feeling that this is too good to be true. Yeah. And so I would let you know that the, maybe some ways that people get around that. I'll throw one idea out that we do, and I'm anxious to hear what you do, Phil, as well, is that one of the things you've got to do is make sure you talk to a CPA that understands this program. Surprisingly so, I find a lot of CPAs don't know this program, or they've read about it someplace and they've minimized it. And so if your CPA or the tax person you're working with doesn't understand this program, talk to somebody like Phil or your somebody who knows this program. Again, ask us this question, we'll make some recommendations. But you got to find somebody who does understand the program. So Phil,
absolutely. Many times if they don't know it, it's because they know it as, oh, this is just for businesses, and you have to work directly with the state for it. And that was true until 2014. In 2014, they came up with a way that individuals can do it through what's called special purpose entities or these scholarship organizations. And so I have to tell you, I was there, even though I participated or promoted the program, I had never participated. Until a scholarship organization had reduced the amount, the minimum, until you to do it. And once it got to the minimum, I didn't even do my full liability the first year. Some of that was cash flow. I didn't have the money. The other was, well, I've talked about it, but I've never really participated. So I did it at a very low level. And when I found that it worked, now I love it. You know, and it works. It does come across as too good to be true, but it is. It is true.
It's really, it was engendered by a group of people who found a creative way. We were the first program in the country, tax credit program.
Right.
So a lot of really sharp people who put this program together way back in the day. I remember being on the at the Capitol whenever the governor signed this. It was, and I remember thinking, this is going to change. This is going to change the world in Pennsylvania in Christian education. It literally has. So I do want to encourage you to take the next step. You can always stop yourself in the process, but getting over the perceptual barrier is really difficult, and it does require some investment, some learning. But as Phil talked about early, yeah. I love your example of, let's instead of investing in the government and donating small to the Christian school, let's do it the other way around. So.
Absolutely. So I often will tell folks, my first question is always philosophical and fairly easy. Would you like more money going to the Department of Revenue, or would you like it to go to a Christian school? Would you like it to be the state's priorities on spending, or would you like it to be your priority on spending and investing in the future? And And I will tell you, even at the end, when you get this additional tax credit document called a K-1, you, if you do your own taxes, you're going to apply it to one additional form. Schedule OC is what it's called, other credit, short for other credits. And it is not challenging. You're just going to take the one number off the K-1 and apply it on one line on Schedule OC. Then you're going to transfer it over to your PA-40. So even if you do your taxes alone, it's one additional document, one additional form that you use. It may take you 3 extra minutes. It's not very long.
So let's talk about timing real quickly, Phil. And this, I know, has lots of nuances because of the way the budget works and the way this whole program works, which can get confusing. So for, let me just encourage you guys, particularly that are Christians listening to this and saying, I think I want to do this, but it seems like a lot. Find somebody to help your way through it. Again, we're using this as an organization, Champion Christian School, and we have teams here that will help you. I know Phil has people resources as well, too. But let's talk about timing. When should people be thinking about this generally, Phil?
Yeah, so March and April, when you're already thinking about your taxes for the previous tax year, think about the future tax year, the current one you'll be in. And that's a great time to reach out to a scholarship organization and say, hey, are there any spring credits hanging around for this current tax year that I might take advantage of? If they don't have it, it's also a great time to get on a reservation list with them for when the credits become available again in the fall. So you either have opportunity to participate in the spring, I would say around March or April, or get on a reservation list for the fall. And I always tell folks, you want to get as high up on that list because these credits are limited by the states and the state, and it gets highly, highly competitive in the fall. So they will go quick. So getting on that reservation list. Good news is you don't have to make any contribution unless they're guaranteeing you have credits. So it's a simple reservation form, name, contact information, how much you think you want to contribute, to what school you want to designate it to. So I tend to say March and April is the first time you want to kind of raise your attention to it.
For all of our listeners, I would just say Champion Christian School, this has enabled us to do amazing things. Offer education to families who could never afford a Christian education. It's allowed us to pay our teachers more dollars because we're, as Phil said, you're actually funding the financial aid, not just giving money away. It's enabled us to have more stability in our budget because you can give this program as a 2-year window in it. So we can be raising money for next year, knowing what has to happen. So I'm going to encourage you, if you're interested in helping our community and Champion Christian School, reach out to us at info@champion.org or call us at 724-593-9200, extension 104, and ask for Barb. She'll talk with you more about this. So, and again, if you're listening to this someplace else and you have your own Christian school or Catholic school or private school that you want to participate, or Jewish school, I'm going to encourage you to reach out to Phil. Phil, give us your email one more time.
Okay. Sure. It's philgpuleo@gmail.com, philgpuleo@gmail.com.
You can research this on the web, but you have to be a little careful because it also has the same acronym as the income earned income credit. And so people can get confused about this. But we're talking about, Phil, help us real quickly here. We're talking about the Educational Improvement Tax Credit, the Opportunity Scholarship Tax Credit. And there are a couple other nuances, but both of those would get them to information that they're looking for.
Yeah, and those are the two primary ones. There mm-hmm. are also ones for pre-K programs. But the only difference really between EITC, the Educational Improvement Tax Credit Program, and OSTC, the Opportunity Scholarship Tax Program, really has nothing to concern yourself as it relates on the donor side. It's who the school can give a scholarship to. And OSTC scholarships are for kids, same income levels as EITC, except they have to come from a underperforming school, which the Department of Ed publishes every year. So that's the only nuance for the OSTC scholarships, but really doesn't apply There is no difference for you, the contributor. You still get 90%. The school will still get the contribution that you made. So on your end, the donor's end, there's no difference.
If you happen to be a Christian school or other type of school out there, particularly Christian in Phil's market, and you want help with this program, contact Phil because he is excellent at helping schools engage in this program and has a very unique approach. He actually does some of the work for you, right, Phil? And that's doesn't just tell you how to do it, but actually does some of the hard work for you. So Phil's good at this. So, and the second thing I would say is that, let me give you the last word, Phil, here. So what would your closing comments be on this?
Yeah, this has been an amazing program for Christian schools and for kids. You know, as a principal and a head of school, I watched the impact it had when individuals and businesses say, I'm going to control my state income tax. I'm going to redirect it through this process to make a difference. And so I always tell folks, make last year the last year you gave money to the Department of Revenue, and make this year the first year that you control that state income tax and you redirect it to help in Christian education.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Phil, for your expertise in this. Would you pray for the people that are watching this, particularly that are just thinking about this but have some concerns and hesitancy, that the Lord would encourage them? So, would
you absolutely. That? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that your provision comes to us in so many different ways. And for Christian schools and Christian school kids and faculty and families, you've provided wisdom to our state house to create a program that allows us to control and redirect our state income taxes to have a positive impact on Christian schools. Lord, I pray for those who are considering it, Lord, that you help them as they walk through the exploratory process. You help those who are explaining it to do so with clarity and with understanding. And Lord, I pray that they will have the patience to walk through this process, and Lord, that they would have the vision for the impact it can have. And Lord, that they would lastly have the joy of knowing they're controlling a portion of their taxes that they pay every year to impact Christian education and the lives of our students. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Phil, for being here. You're always a great guest. And I just want to remind our folks that if you want to hear this podcast, go to www.champion.org/podcast. If you want to find out more about the center, just go to the champion.org website. If you need to contact us in about this or anything else, email us at info@champion.org. And you can contact us multiple ways by phone at 724-593-9200. So God bless you as you think about this incredible opportunity to help be a part of change in Pennsylvania. So thanks again, Phil.
Thanks, Merrill. Great to be with you.